Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we look forward to January 7th and the start of the 2019 legislative session, things are beginning to pick up speed. It all began on Election Day, November 6th. That started the clock ticking and resulted in the first pieces of the puzzle locking into place. The next waypoint was Wednesday of this week when legislators gathered in Helena for the winter caucuses. Since Republicans control both the House and Senate, they also had to elect the Speaker of the House and Senate President. Barring any changes, the speaker for this session will be Republican Greg Hertz from Polson. Representative Hertz is well-seasoned, well-respected, and served as Speaker Pro Tem in the 2017 session. On the Senate side, Senator Scott Sayles of Bozeman was re-elected as Senate President. Senator Sayles began his legislative career in 2003 and has served as Speaker of the House as well as Senate President. Both Senator Sayles and Representative Hertz are conservative Republicans, which bodes well for our agenda going forward. The second most important position in each House is that of Majority Leader. On the House side, Representative Brad Cheeto was chosen, and on the Senate side, Fred Thomas was re-elected to that position. In addition, Republicans and Democrats also chose the pro tems, the whips, and the minority leadership. With all that in place, the next important milestone will be the appointment of legislators to committees. This is crucial because committees can make or break a session. For us, the most important committees are the House and Senate Judiciary Committees. That's where all of the deep, controversial moral and ethical issues are handled. Things like abortion, euthanasia, gender issues, the death penalty, and religious liberty. In addition to choosing committees, it's also time to begin drafting bills. So far, nearly 1,500 bill draft requests have been submitted, which must be some kind of record for this point in the process. Most of these requests will lay dormant and never be drafted and are simply placeholders in case the titles are suddenly needed. The biggest job between now and the start of the session is to bring the legislative branch out of mothballs. Since our legislature only meets every other year, we only retain a skeleton staff between the sessions. That means they have only 2 months to hire administrative staff, security, committee secretaries, clerks, bill readers, and a host of other positions for the short 4-month session. It's a daunting task, but somehow it all seems to come together like a grand symphony ready for its January 7th debut. And it's not just the legislature that has to prepare. The town of Helena is also impacted by a great influx of not just legislators and their families, but lobbyists and staff as well. Everyone has to find housing, and the normally quiet streets around the Capitol become jammed with cars seeking a place to park. Restaurants also do a booming business as the Helena economy benefits from the biennial invasion of outsiders. It would be fun to watch if it weren't so serious, but serious it is. The 150 legislators converging on the Capitol will consider and pass laws that you and I have to live under. They'll spend money that comes from our paychecks, and they'll chart the course of the state for our children and grandchildren. At the Montana Family Foundation, it's our job to shine a bright light on the process, and we'll be there every step of the way. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.